It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Well, looky here. Looky there. Brand new month. We welcome you to the month of February. There's an R after that B, Jordan Kleber. I got told once, you're messing the name up. I'm like,
it's
no,
February.
It's, no, it's not February. It's not February.
It's not February.
That's how February. It's spelled. No, it's February.
February.
Nope, not at all. And it is LSU, not SHU. What's up, everybody? It's Gus Kattengill, Jordan Kleber over in Metairie. It's a brand new week of the Sports Hangover. As always, we are happy for you to join us. And tune on in. We'll try to do our very best to entertain you, give you some sort of information here over the next 3 hours. Here, Matt Moskonen, after further review, has got you. Tonight, Pelicans back on their hardwood. So, yes, we will definitely talk about the game tonight. 7 o'clock, 6:30 pregame. Pels take it on the Kings. Since we last chatted with you, Jordan, they have played twice. They played the Bucks. They played the Rockets. Two completely different games. We'll talk about that for sure. Ooh, trade here, trade there, trade everywhere. Rumors still swirling around. We'll let you know very latest on that. We'll talk about that. Just a handful of guests today to kind of chat with us. Daniel Salerson at 12:15, part of the Pelicans Radio Network. We'll look at the two games that the Pels played since we last chatted with you and look at the upcoming week. Got three games this week, two more here at home. Sacramento tonight, Phoenix. A little revenge, Jordan, perhaps on Wednesday. And then Friday, they will be at Indiana, then back on Saturday in a back-to-back hosting Memphis. First time we get to see the Grizzlies this season. And then it will take on Houston here on the 9th. So that's what's coming up in the next couple of days. We will talk a little bit about that here as well. Rafael Esparza at 1:15. Did you watch any anything over the weekend not related to sports or anything on sports that maybe a guy like Rafael could help you out with?
Well, I would have loved to know the odds of the last 10 seconds of that Brooklyn Nets and
Wizards game. Yeah.
I was watching it.
That's got to be a bad beat.
I was
somehow,
watching it live,
right?
And I screamed at the top of my lungs in my room, and my dad said, what's going on?
I'm watching the Royal Rumble last night. I had Pepito show up, and we were just hanging out watching this, FaceTiming or Zooming Josh. It was like a watch party virtually.
Wow, thanks for the invite.
You don't like wrestling, do you? Exactly. So,
yes, I do.
Anyway, we're watching and having fun, and then you're very vague with your text.
Being vague.
You're very vague
when
with your text.
When I put OMG and wow in all caps.
Yes.
What a game. Go check your Twitter.
Very vague with your text. See if I can go back to it, because I had no idea what you were talking about at all. And, I thought something had happened, right? Like, I mean,
so did my dad when I screamed. He thought something bad happened.
Right. Okay. It was three right here. This is accurate. 8:36 p.m. OMG Wizards. Next text. I screamed. Next text. Holy bleep. In all caps. That's it. That's all I got. I had no context for anything.
You should have looked.
Again, I have no idea what happened. Did a player collapse? Did the backboard explode? Did the scoreboard come crashing? That, like,
for those of you,
you screamed, and then it was holy bleep, and then OMG Wizards. You're referring to a 3-win team. I mean, what possibly?
Well, both of those wins were no, 4 wins now, right. And 2 of those wins were against the Brooklyn Nets.
But my point is, that's all I got. I got nothing after that at all until this morning when we talked about today's show. I have no idea what you were referring to whatsoever. At all. Until 8:30 this morning, then I sent you the montage that's out there by Jared Weiss. But that's it. That's all I knew. I had no context. I'm just saying, the next time you text me, especially an OMG, and that you screamed about something, because remember, you screamed in the past, you know, when a wasp was flying behind you on the balcony at your house, a spider was after you. So, I mean, you could have screamed about a lot of things, and I didn't know if you
were an actual wizard.
Well, I don't know. Do you play Dungeons and Dragons? No. I mean, I don't know. You could be a D&D guy. I don't know.
Well, for those of you that don't know what we're talking about,
if you're
a Pelicans fan,
yeah. Uh-huh.
It was basically the Indiana Pacers Pelicans game on steroids, where Bradley Beal. They were down by 5 points with 12 seconds left to go in the game. Bradley Beal hits a clutch three-point shot, and then the inbound pass from the Brooklyn Nets was stolen, passed to Russell Westbrook, and Westbrook hits the dagger three, and they're up by one.
You want to hear
with 3 seconds left to go.
You want to hear it?
Yes.
It is.
That's what they're telling TLC and Joe Harris. Irving, the bounce. TLC doesn't go. It rims out.
Oh, that's the end of it. Okay. I'm trying to find. Here it is.
144 and a steal. Westbrook.
Oh,
he's got it. A three.
The color guy.
Oh, you didn't get the Bradley Beal.
Oh,
you didn't get the Bradley Beal shot.
Okay, well, again, I'm trying to find it all together, buddy. They split it up in a couple of things. Again, this is something you could have had ready for.
I could have had it. I actually think.
Basically, Bradley Beal comes right up the court, right? Bradley Beal comes right up the court, launches a three, knocks the three. Then they steal the inbound. Then Russell Westbrook takes the three to take the lead.
Right,
and then
I'm sending it to you right now.
And then they have it. But yes, that's what happened. I love the color guy there for the Nets. Oh, gee.
Go check your message.
What would have been your response?
The Brooklyn Nets?
The color guy. I couldn't handle that situation.
Thank God I'm not in that situation because I probably would have.
All right, here it is. Okay, let me set it up. Let me set it up for you. So it is 146-141 Brooklyn. 146-141 Brooklyn. 9 seconds to play. Wizards just inbound the ball. Here's Bradley Beal. You know, the guy that just dropped 47 against the Pels earlier in the week, right? Remember that?
Oh, I remember.
Okay, I was making sure. All right, so he goes. It's at Washington, and he's hauling tail. He's by their free. He's by, you know, the free throw line for the Nets. So he's on his way to the midcourt line. Here we go.
Beal will pull up for three. He hits it.
Big hit.
35 for Beal, 2-point game. Matthews with a steal. Here's Westbrook for three. He hits it. Wizards up by one.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Did I just see that, JK?
Are you kidding me?
Okay, yeah.
Game of the year so far.
You giving that game of
game
the year?
Game of the year.
The Pelicans beat the Bucks on Friday.
No.
Lonzo Ball dropped 27. We even got to that. That's not game of the year to you.
I'm sorry, no.
No, you're sorry. They almost blew that game.
Wizards game was the game of the year. Both games that they played,
you know what?
against each other.
Take it off. Take off that Pelican sweatshirt. How dare you?
Hey,
that's the game of the year.
The Pelicans game.
That's the game of the year.
Yes.
People lost money on that Friday game because there was no way the Bucks were going to lose that game, right? No one thought Lonzo Ball was dropping 27 on that one. Did you? Did you?
But was it really back and forth? It really wasn't.
They were up by, what was it, 26? They almost blew that one. It was 26, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it was 26.
They almost blew it.
Ooh. Come on, be honest. You started pacing, huh?
Did you shake your head when we started jacking up threes with two minutes left to go in the game.
Once again, here's the beauty of what I saw on Friday. We're going to discuss this next segment here as well, but my takeaways over the weekend, right? Look, you saw what we've been saying. I told Todd I would do this. The old pat on the back, because that's what we've been talking about. You remember Jordan Friday? Hold on, here we go. Pat on the back. You remember what I said
Good
Friday
play.
To Christian Clark and several others that covered the Pels last week? What did I say? So we're right there. Remember we went through the standings and everything, and I said, you know, guys, we were trying to take away some of those losses out of the 10. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
You were stingy. You didn't want to give back any of those losses.
I said two.
Yeah, well, I said, theoretically, you know, 3 or 4. You could be a 6-7 loss team, and that would put you with everybody else, is what I was trying to get at. Because I said you got basically Skwiduski from J.J. Redick this season, consistently. Point guard play, consistently. Sure, it flashes, but I was saying consistently. If you could do that, I think this team's pretty good.
It was actually 29 points.
Because you've been getting a ton from Zion and Ingram, and Adams has played great. Guy, it's like 18 boards here, 20 there, all this stuff, right? I was like, just give me something from the guards. It's interesting because we're going to get into not only what I thought we saw Friday, and then apparently David Griffin did an interview.
Mm-hmm.
Saw that during the game. And he said, we got to try to find some minutes for Kyra. Stan Van Gundy, same thing. Look, the coaches, they're chomping at the bit, Jordan, to get him in. The roster's a little undersized. They're trying to figure out things. Oh, by the way, J.J. Redick hasn't played. He's healthy. We'll get into that because there's a lot of talk about trading him. But we'll get into that more. But my thing is this. It showed you, though, right? If the shots went in, if the guards can make some plays, if Lonzo drives, if he's knocking down those threes, or whoever it is as a point guard. Point guard, John Doe. You can see what this team can be and is capable of. Milwaukee's a good team. Come on. But I also said on Friday, that's this season. There's no way, and you know what, the Wizards should be beating the Nets, huh?
They beat them twice this season.
Should they?
I mean, you do it once, all right.
Well, you got
do it
two.
Twice.
You got two guys that can score in Westbrook and Beal, but you got to have guys that can score to be able to match that. Neither of those teams play D. Anyway, point is this: if you can get that, you're right there. I also, though, at the same time, saw why I pulled my hair out. And some of this dark brown hair goes into gray. The lack of a point guard consistently or just understanding the game. Let's just say that. Sure, you can say it wasn't just the point guard, Gus. I get it. I do. Brandon Ingram, Josh, I mean, I was texting you. I was texting General D. Oh, my goodness gracious. Jacking up threes with 18 on the shot. I'm like, what are you doing? I understand they made a bunch and it did. I get that. But you also have to understand the game. Understand where you're at. Run clock. Set a play on your offense. Literally, Hubie Brown and everybody else is saying the same thing. When the Bucks were making their run, the Pels did what, Jordan? They stopped running their offense and it just got Jack 3 happy. That's great. I'm glad they made a ton of them. It was working. That's how they got up by 26. Understand the game. It's called basketball IQ. But again, it goes to the job description of one position on that team. Point guard. Why are we running? Slow it down a sec. Initiate the offense. Call a play. Hold the hand up. Hold the finger. I don't care. Do something. Understand it. Pick up the ball. That just drove me nuts because you can literally dictate tempo and pace of a game. You get the ball. You have the ball. You can choose how to initiate that play, that offense, that tempo, that rhythm, how fast you go, when you shoot it. You can choose to do that. Anyway, and then you get the Houston game. It's the Pels in a nutshell, though, isn't it, this season? Really honestly is. You see the potential, and then there's other days, well, you know, nothing went in.
Here's your hope. Stripping it away.
No. Well, again, though, I said it on Friday. Two things. It's today's league, or this year's league, right now with what's going on. And Daniel, we'll talk to him here next segment. He brought it up when the schedule came out, didn't he? You're playing every other day. It's gonna, or and then now you have the back-to-backs, but you've been playing every other day leading into it. You better use your bench. You better get some guys to step up. And you're going to see good teams lose on any given night. I mean, the Lakers had two games in a row that they lost on a row that they probably shouldn't have. One, you could say, okay, Philly, I got you. Then the next night, come on. LeBron missed, what, 11 of his last 12 in that loss to Detroit?
By the way,
he missed 11 of his last 12, LeBron.
By the way, so, I watched Stephen A. Smith's new show over on ESPN Plus.
Mm-hmm.
I turned it off within the first 3 minutes.
Because,
one, mm-hmm. He blamed Anthony Davis.
He blamed Anthony Davis. That's incredible.
You got to carry. He said you have to help carry LeBron.
Oh, he did.
And then
That's incredible.
Very next segment, wow. He said.
You know, AD didn't play in that game against Detroit.
Exactly. It's okay. Like, you can't have a 36-year-old outplay you.
Okay.
And then the very next segment was about Zion Williamson and how he should have been drafted by the New York Nets.
Oh, he went back to that again, huh?
And the reason why he's not being talked about is because he's not on the New York Nets.
Oh, is that why they're not talking about him?
Yes.
Oh, really? That's incredible. Is that why?
I'll pull up the segment for you.
That's incredible.
Astounding that he says some of the things.
Please pull that up because I'm shocked by this aspect of it because if you don't have Twitter, then I don't know how you haven't seen people tweeting the last 6-7 games that Zion's had. Like, it's national stuff, you know? Like NBA Central is so that's we're not talking about Zion, huh? Is that what it is?
No, he says it's because he's playing in New Orleans.
Oh, that's
No one cares.
Oh, no one cares. No one cares.
Play the sound. He said it himself.
Please play it for me.
I'm just the messenger.
Find it. Blaming you. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firms. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you're injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. Bottom of the hour, we'll address it. The big news over the weekend. Matthew Stafford, a member of the Rams now. He's their quarterback that just swapped. Jared Goff now, the quarterback of the Lions. What was the haul? And why, again, now you're starting to see everybody say it's going to be Tamus. Mason Hill, Jameis Winston. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. Alive,
untried. Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
What happened was unthinkable. Work as we know it powered down. But Etail is here to keep business on. On to turn your home office into a powerhouse. On to plan your epic power lunch. On to keep your virtual team connected. On to make you unstoppable. This is the one thing Etail Business can do for you, and that's connecting you to work every day. Etail is on for business.
Hey everyone, it's Gus Kattengill from Men's Total Health, and last year I paid them a visit at the clinic. It's in Metairie on Vets behind the Fidelity Building on Ferran. I went to get tested and see if I had low T to get an overall look at my health. Low T can cause insomnia, brain fog, and overall self-confidence issues. Go get tested. On-site labs give you the results that visit. So with the new year, resolve to get back to being the old you. Hormone balance can help you be your best self. They accept all major insurances, so visit menstotalhealth.net today and let them know the Sports Hangover sent you.
How can we be excited about a show where we just talk?
Talk sports.
That's how they talk in the Major League.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
He just has calf tightness. So I don't think it's severe, but it'll be day to day. I mean, it was bothering him. So, you know, he didn't go back in the game. We'll just have to see. After a back-to-back, tomorrow will be an off day from practice, and he'll come in and get treatment and the whole thing. And then we'll, when we come in on Monday morning, we'll see how he is.
All right, so it's Monday afternoon. Daniel Salerson, Pelicans Radio Network. You will hear him this evening at 6:30, right before the 7 o'clock tip. Daniel, how are you today, sir?
I'm good. How are you, Gus?
Doing good. You want to start there? How is Steven, man?
Well, he didn't have shoot around this morning, so we don't know how Steven is. He came up questionable on the injury report last night, so we won't know until Stan speaks at 5:15 if whether mm-hmm. Steven's going to play or not.
You know, when you take a look at the two games over the weekend, let's start with obviously what we saw on Friday. Look, it's you hear JD mention it on the broadcast. I don't know what, Daniel, 50 times a game to make or miss league, and you got to make your shots to win games. And when they did, man, look, I don't want to say it was, well, the Bucks just had a bad night and, you know, Giannis had a bad. The Pelicans were doing things to build to that 26-point lead, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think the Bucks had a bad night at all. I think they had a really bad first half and then really picked it up in the second half, scoring those 44 points in the third quarter. And Giannis was on fire in the second half, scoring the first 11 points of the fourth. So you knew the Bucks weren't going to go away that easily. So the fact that the Pelicans put up 131 points on one of the best defenses in the NBA, you knew that the Bucks were going to put up points. I mean, they were the number one team in offense heading into that game. So, I mean, I thought, all things considered, it was a very good game. Yeah, the defense could have stepped it up a little bit in that second half, but at the same time, I mean, in that first half, you had an 18-point lead at the half, which was, I think, the largest margin in the Mike Budenholzer era for the Bucks. So mm-hmm. No complaints from Friday night at all.
You know, you look at the starting five, and obviously Well, what a terrible night by Steven Adams. Only 4 points. No. 20 rebounds from him, though, and the rest of the starting lineup. I mean, Daniel, obviously you'd like this every night, but look, Zion 21, Ingram 28, Lonzo Ball, we'll get to him specifically in a sec, 27, Bledsoe 25. It literally, the only way you can explain it was that, right? Their shots went in. And when their shots went in, it meant that Zion and Ingram didn't have to shoulder the offensive load. It literally is that simple, but you see what I guess the potential and capability can be.
Yeah, you do see a trend a little bit. When Bledsoe and Ball are, you know, are cooking and playing well in the same game, it seems a trend to a Pelicans win. And you saw a little bit of the inconsistencies on Saturday night from them, and that led to a Rockets loss. I'm not saying it's all on whether it's both of them have a good game or not, but it does alleviate some of the pressure on Zion and B.I. on a night-in and night-out basis. But, yeah, I mean, they both put up their career highs in threes or tied their career highs with seven. It was the most threes by a backcourt in Pelicans history, and they accomplished that early on in the first half. And also, right, a fact about that night, Gus, is that between those two hitting their seven-plus threes and Steven Adams putting up 20-plus rebounds, that's the first time a team has done that in NBA history. So it just puts in perspective how great of a game that was. But you're right, you want to see a little bit of that, you know, on a night-in and night-out basis. You don't expect them to put up seven-plus threes every game.
Right.
But if those two can shoulder the load a little bit on a night-in and night-out basis, I mean, you could start seeing this team string some wins together.
Two turnovers in that game by Lonzo, 8 assists, 27. Look, you can be Captain Obvious and, you know, NFL or NBA Analyst of the Year by saying, that's what we've been waiting for and looking to do. We get that. What was it there? Was it aggressiveness? Was it, hey, look, the shots just went in? Was he getting good looks? What do you think led to him being able to have a game like that?
He was definitely getting some good looks, and he took advantage of the catch-and-shoot threes, which is more of his game than his, you know, step-back three. So those were on fire for him. But you did see a couple of times. I think there was one play in the second quarter where he had a steal, and he took it to the paint himself, contested, and laid it in. And I think that kind of gave him a little boost because you don't see that much from him. Whenever he usually attacks the paint, he's usually looking for a pass and dishes it outside. But I don't know if that play really sparked him, but I think he got going early from three and really just kept going the rest of the night. Sometimes, you know, players are very streaky where, you know, you start off really well and then you get that confidence to keep shooting it. In between him and Bledsoe, I think that was a little bit of the case on Friday night.
And you get to Saturday night, and look, you brought it up, and I gave you the credit at the beginning of the show that you brought up when you saw the schedule released, man, you're playing almost every other day. Then you throw in the back-to-backs. It's going to be a toll. And it was my point on Friday during the show that you look around the league that the Pels are kind of right there with everyone else in terms of this. If you just get your shooting, you can win those games. You take away some of those losses, you're there. Because you're going to see teams like the Lakers. LeBron's good. The Lakers are good. He missed 11 of his final 12 in a game against Detroit and lost. I mean, that it's going to happen when you're playing like this. As opposed to past seasons. So do you think that fatigue played a factor in the 126-112 loss on Saturday?
I think it played some of the factor. I don't want to use that as the entire excuse, but I think in that first half, look, I mean, you used a lot of energy to beat a really good Bucks team on Friday night. And I always look at back-to-backs as if you split it, I feel like that's a successful back-to-back. And that was also the first one for the season for the Pelicans. So they're kind of late to the party when it comes to back-to-backs, and now they have, I think, five more to end this first half of the schedule. So you're really going to see how they adapt, even starting this week on Friday and Saturday. But I think fatigue really did start. You start seeing in some of the shots from B.I. that were a little short, some of the guys from three. But the defense is where, you know, you let up 48 points against the Rockets in the second quarter on Saturday night. And if you go back to the second half of the Bucks game and the first half of the Rockets game, you allowed 156 points in four quarters. And so the defense was really flopping those four quarters. I mean, that's 156 points technically in a game. That really can't happen. And I thought, you know, the Rockets are also a really good team. For a team that has had 13 different starting lineups, they seem like they have continuity there with the new guys that they have in John Wall and Victor Oladipo and Christian Wood and DeMarcus Cousins and guys like that. And so that was their fifth win in a row. So I think you just ran into a really good Rockets team. But I think fatigue set in a little bit, but the turnovers really hurt the Pelicans. I mean, they had, I think, 11 in the first half. They only had 9 total against Milwaukee. So I think a lot of unforced errors really was the big reason why the Pelicans struggled on Saturday night against the Rockets.
Speaking with Daniel Salison, Pelicans Radio Network. You know, one of the things, obviously, Lonzo didn't have the point total. 7 points in that game against Houston, but Daniel, at least he was active in a lot of different areas as well. 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, a block, and again, just 2 turnovers. So I guess what I'm saying is if Pels fans look at that and go, hey, that was a bad night, or you see, that's the real Lonzo, I'll put up this. If you're not scoring, though, and it's something I've always said on the show, I need you to do something else, right? I mean, if you're not, if the buckets aren't going in that day, how else are you helping the team? And that's putting a lot of different numbers and a lot of different categories in the box score.
Right. Yeah, you can't always look at the box score for some of the ways to describe a player and how they hide the night. But I think you're right about Lonzo, is that, you know, he can contribute a lot defensively for a team, whether it's a certain guard that he needs to stop, which he did a really good job of against Milwaukee as well. So those 3 steals are something that really is not surprising when you look at Lonzo Ball and his defense. And that's something that you want to rely on some of those guys. Same with Bledsoe. I mean, he's been on the all-NBA defensive team a couple of times. So when his shots are not falling, you have to rely on those two for their defense. So if one of the two is going, you know, at least you give yourself a shot. But if none of those things are going for both those guys, it could be a struggle. But you're right. I thought Lonzo contributed in different ways that night. But again, shots were not falling for this team in the loss to Houston.
We'll have 2 final things for you. We'll wrap up with tonight's game against the Kings, what we learned from the last time these two teams played. But I got to ask you this. So, you know, you're kind of big time, right? Jordan, when you say he's big time, I mean,
absolutely.
No, he absolutely knows. Do you have Stephen A's number? I'd like to, because, you know, he has a new show. You know, it's on ESPN Plus. And why don't you read the headline of the topic?
Stephen A's world. Zion not making big enough of an impact to improve the Pelicans.
Daniel, when you see stuff like that, I just wonder, clearly you don't watch the game, and I understand. I mean, the guy has 15 different jobs, and at all hours of the day, and you're probably only going to watch the teams you care about. But when you make such an absolutely ridiculous statement and topic like that, that is not the reason the Pelicans are 7-11. It's impossible, especially since going into the weekend, Daniel, if you have Twitter, you would have seen several outlets tweeting Zion the last 5 games, Zion the last 7 games, and numbers that Zion's had. I'm just confused by this because it almost feels like, there we go again, a narrative, because earlier in that segment, you know, he's making the point that if he'd be with the Nets, people would be talking about it.
The Knicks.
The Knicks, sorry. You know, and I'm just sitting here, I'm like, hey, but that's fine if you want to make an opinion that the city and the team you play for, but he literally has been improving every game, and he's making incredible numbers. I don't understand it. He's not doing enough impact for the Pelicans to win. I don't even know how to respond to that.
Yeah, I could go on a very long rant about everything that was said by him. And
well, you got 3.5 minutes.
I got 3.5 minutes. But the one thing is it's just crazy to me. It's the same people that say Zion needs to expand his game right now. I'm like, the man has shot 58.5% in his first 40 games, which no one else has done in NBA history.
Right.
And to even look it up, I was talking with John DeShazer before the game, and he's like, I don't even believe that it has to be Wilt Chamberlain or even Shaq. But Wilt Chamberlain was in this 43%, but he also took like 50 shots a game back then. And so it was crazy. But Shaq was at 57.5, and he had it in like 600 and some attempts. And so Zion Williamson being up there is impressive nonetheless. But, yeah, of course everyone wants to put someone like him in a big market. It's the way things go. They want to see player movement to a big market, but then they want to criticize these guys for going and joining forces with other guys. So it's for the national media, you know, they always get what they want, whether it's someone going to a big market or they get mad at someone for joining forces to try to win a championship.
But it's crazy. I'm not trying to interrupt you, but you just brought up the numbers. I mean, the names that you bring it up, and even in his, you know, 19 games last year, it was, you know, it's Shaq and other big. That's just a bad statement. That's just false. I mean, I don't know what else to say. It's just false. I don't know what else the guy can do. And
it's not,
as you mentioned,
it's
not even that though. I mean, Daniel, you guys have access, and you know, I mean, Jake Nasson does a great job. Schmidt always looks at different numbers and different stats, the advanced stats. Like, there isn't a metric that's not available with a click of a mouse that's going to tell you that Zion's not playing well. I'm at a loss by that.
And again, like, this year he's averaging 18.5 points per game, which is number one in the NBA. It's like 3 points better than who's at number two. You know, Zion's not the most perfect player, but no one is. But that doesn't mean that he's not contributing to the team. I think that's the most ridiculous thing I've heard. And I've heard a lot of ridiculous things. And so the fact that I'm lucky I don't have Stephen A's number, because that would be another text message to him.
I think that needs to be on the next Pelicans warm-up. I really do. Up next, me and Stephen A go at it. Daniel, can I call you right back and just after this break? I just want something on the Kings since I've used all my time.
Yep, no problem, man.
Sounds good. I'll come right back with Daniel. We'll talk about tonight's game. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
With Valentine's Day quickly approaching, the number one question on every guy's mind is, what's the gift that's really going to wow her? So 1-800-Flowers is here with a helpful hint. Roses. Get the roses. And this Valentine's, the biggest and brightest roses can only be found at 1-800-Flowers. Right now, 1-800-Flowers has an amazing offer for my listeners. Get the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99, or double it to the 36-stem Enchanted Roses for $20 more. All roses from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak, cared for every step of the way, and shipped fresh to ensure lasting beauty. Bouquets are limited, so lock in your order today. Get right to the romance this Valentine's Day with 1-800-Flowers.com to order the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99, or double the roses for $20 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code KJZ. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code KJZ.
DSC. There are so many razors out there. How do you choose which one's right for you? Well, at Dollar Shave Club, we got you. With a 6-blade cartridge for daily shavers with short hair and a 4-blade cartridge for less frequent shavers with longer hair. Still confused? Well, we put both blades in one new starter box, so you can test drive both. Check out DollarShaveClub.com/ESPN. DollarShaveClub.com/ESPN. And visit DSC at your nearest store. You've got questions, we got answers. Welcome to the club.
Now at a store near you.
Hi, I'm Casey Gisclair.
And I'm Stan Gravois.
Join us every Saturday right here for the Sports Corner.
High school, college, and national sports.
Coaches and call-ins, and your take on our opinions in the world of sports.
So join us every Saturday from 10 to noon.
Right here on the Sports Corner, presented by TGMC Community Sports Institute.
10 to noon.
On ESPN 100.3.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Salerson staying on with us for at least another few seconds here. I want to get your take on the Kings. Daniel, the intern queued it up, though. I just want you to hear it. Go ahead.
When he was a rookie, and I'll tell you why. Because he plays for the Pelicans, that's why, instead of the New York Knicks. 6-10, can't play a lick of defense, but the biggest problem is that Zion isn't making them better. He's not making big enough of an impact. He's not a transformational player, at least not yet. Not saying he can't be, but that hasn't been the case yet. Hell of a talent. Fun to watch, box office supposedly, averaging 24-7, but his team is not that good. And he's in New Orleans. And because of that, because he's in New Orleans, the Big Easy, Zion Williamson is in danger of falling into obscurity. Just another player on another NBA team. I told you, this is what happens when you don't end up in New York. Didn't have to be this way. Wasn't supposed to be this way. He was supposed to be a New York Knick.
He can't get over it, can he? Is that basically the premise of what I just got out of that, Daniel? Is he just not over the fact that he's just not a Knick?
I'm currently looking up what the New York Knicks record is right now, just to see what it would be like right now. 9-12. Yes.
Oh. Well, I mean,
New York Knicks haven't been in the playoffs since a very long time, or made an impact in the playoffs. Clearly. Mm-hmm. What they're missing is some Zion Williamson. I'm sure they would love to have Zion Williamson. But here's another thing that really stood out to me. I can complete my rant here just for a second. That so many people are so quick to put a ceiling on a guy that's played 40 games in the NBA. And he even said it there. He said that it could be, you know, he could turn things around, whatever. He's averaging 24 points a game. But he's played 40 games in the NBA. He's not even 21 years old. And
that's
already
enough, though,
have
Dave.
Made up your mind. That he's already the type of player that's not going to make an impact on this team.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just, again, that's the small market versus big market when you have a guy that has a platform like his that can spew that stuff out and people listen to it. That's all it is. It's just noise. But it's just completely asinine to hear something like that. And I'm not surprised that I heard it, though.
I'm with you. But I guess I can give you some other medicine. Do you have that ready?
Yeah.
So the reason I did that, and this is to calm some Pelicans fans that right now are probably turning red. The same man then goes on to say this.
One of the worst teams in the NBA. You just can't do it. You can't do it. Yes, it's back-to-back nights. But still, you're the champions. No excuses.
I don't get tired. And I don't even, my mindset never gets to a point where it's like, okay, this is a long road trip. I'm exhausted. Or I'm tired. I don't even think about that. You know, when we have our games, I'm ready to go. When we're not playing, you know, I have an opportunity to rest and get my body back right, get my mind refreshed. But, I don't get tired.
LeBron is 36 years old, y'all, and you heard what he said. Playing in his 18th season, and you heard what he said. He hasn't missed a game all season long. He brings it every night. But where's Anthony Davis?
There we go.
Now we know he's a champion. The man balled out last year in the bubble. Make no mistake about that. To my mind, he's one of the top five players on the planet, which includes the NBA. There's no debating this.
Yep, where is he?
But there are certain expectations that come from being a champion, Anthony Davis.
Got to carry him.
You can't let LeBron play more games this season than you. He's 36 in his 18th season. Why is he playing more games than you? You want to know who else brings it every night? Every team that plays the Lakers. That's what happens when you're the champion. Everybody's coming for you. Guns blazing every damn night. Wasn't like that with the New Orleans Pelicans. You know that, Anthony Davis. You can take nights off. And no one will give a damn. So it's like that.
There it is. It's Anthony Davis's fault, Daniel. So, I mean, I guess we can look at it and be like, Zion hadn't done enough. And then it was AD's fault that the Lakers lost to the Pistons. Daniel, did Anthony Davis play that night?
No.
He did.
But for my blood pressure sake and for my job security sake, I think I'll leave that clip alone and let everyone else comment.
I had to play that for you to give you, I guess, you know.
Context.
Yes. That the same
sure
man that said.
Monday great, Gus. You sure know how to make a Monday great.
That's incredible. All right, tonight, take on the Kings.
Hey, yeah.
Sacramento. Let's see. What? My birthday. Pelicans took them on, and they got a win. What do you remember from that game? What can you take from that? How the two teams are a bit different from that first meeting?
De'Aaron Fox had himself a game, having a career high with 43 points. So that was one thing that stuck out. Same goes for Marvin Bagley, who had a career night, 26 points and 10 rebounds. The biggest thing is that both teams offensively are playing very well. Defensively, not so much. So I think that's going to be a key tonight is one of these teams has to get some stops. And Pelicans will have to do a better job inside the paint. They allowed 66 points in the paint that night to Sacramento, and that's got to be something that, of course, Stan always emphasizes is packing the paint and eliminating easy lanes and going to the free throw line. So for me tonight, I'm looking at that, and also depending on Steven Adams playing, I mean, that could play a huge role as far as points in the paint. If Adams plays, you know, the Pelicans would be all right, but if not, that means Jackson Hayes has to step up and continue to get the rebounds that he's been getting. He's been playing well, but he's got to stop Bagley and Rashawn Holmes, who is one of the better players as far as field goal percentage is concerned. So that's what I'm looking out for tonight is just who's going to get more stops because these two teams had an offensive frenzy on January 17th.
Daniel, appreciate it, man. Hanging out with us this afternoon.
I'm going to go nap now after this. I appreciate it. Thanks.
6:30. 6:30.
Take a nap.
Right here. No, you can't take a nap. We just started. Daniel can. He's earned it. Appreciate it, sir. Take care.
All right. Thanks, man.
There he goes. Your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. You can catch Daniel coming up 6:30 with Pelicans warm up. I just had to play that just so you could just get some context and understand it. But we talked about this on Friday, didn't we? If you remember, Jordan, what I was saying about that, and even during the week, what would say realistic expectation level, the fan bases and stuff help you or allow you to even build or think of how to build. And I said part of this problem, which it is a problem, It's sports media. You got to fill time. You got to do all these different shows. To an extent, I'm not saying this is what I don't get the point of, you know, what I just heard. I guess that makes you listen and wonder about things. I guess you can say, well, Gus, you're talking about it, so the job was done. But I'm talking about it because it's just absurd to me. Did you watch last season? I mean, I said it several. I thought Anthony Davis was the MVP on that team. How do you even remotely make that? He has to do more. I guess he's upset that LeBron hasn't taken the day off. I thought there were some rules, though, as well, right? Key players can't take nights off. It happens. But that's why I've been trying to put the season in context, in that you're going to see some nights, because of the schedule, it's going to be hard to win games, even if you're very good and have the top talent. It just is. I mean, Jordan, explain to me, right? The Nets. I mean, they've lost 9 games, you know? So it just is what it is. 800-998-1003. If you'd like to chime into the conversation, what do you want to see tonight, especially this week for the Pels taking on the Kings? Jordan, are you at that point where, especially because of that win on Friday against the Bucks, are you at the point where you sit there and say, hey, that better be a win tonight? Like, if you can beat the Bucks, then you need to be able to beat Sacramento. Are we there yet? Because I am.
I don't think it's a must win.
Well, I didn't say must win. I'm just saying. But if you can beat Milwaukee, why can't you beat that team?
I think this early in the season, the very next game, like after a Minnesota Timberwolves loss, the very next game has to be a must win.
This is an off day yesterday, right?
Correct.
Okay. No and shoot around this morning. Right?
At the same time, that Houston Rockets game, I could see. I was okay with that loss because
you were okay with
it. The first back to back, and that gives no excuse for the loss.
I know.
And you could see after 5 minutes, players just had their hands on their knees
That's why I'm talking about tonight, though.
But tonight
you had yesterday off.
Correct.
Yeah, no shoot around this morning. So you'd be taking.
I don't think it's a must
win
game.
I didn't say must win. Well, I said, is this a win that you should win? It's a game you should win. Are we there yet?
Same context.
No. Must win is a completely different context. Must win is like, you know, dire straits,
like
things
like
that.
Winnable game? Like, this is a winnable game?
What I'm saying is, you showed me what you can do against Milwaukee. Fine, you're tied on Saturday.
If that's your point, then you could beat any team in the NBA if you beat Milwaukee.
That is my point that I made on Friday. Wasn't that my point on my show? It was.
But you also said at the same time that anything could happen in the NBA this year, so it kind of negates your point.
No, it doesn't negate my point.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
That's what you were patting yourself on the back about.
I pat myself on the back whenever I want to pat myself.
You just know I'm right.
No, what are you talking about? You're completely wrong on
every
aspect.
Double-edged sword, you.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, you're going to love this next segment. We're going to talk about the Matthew Stafford trade that happened. Were you surprised? Now, were you surprised that it was the Rams that did it? I'm not surprised from this aspect. We told you all last week. Nikki K came on several weeks ago when the Rams were getting ready to take on Seattle. Remember? She came on that Friday and said, Jared Goff's not going to be the quarterback next year. And I just looked at Jordan. I'm like, that's incredible. Right? Well, they made the move. 2 first-round draft picks, 2022, 2023, and a third-round pick this year, 2021. That's what the Lions got. And Jared Goff. I don't think that's a bad move. For Detroit, right?
That's not a bad move at all. That's a steal.
I agree. Again, I don't know why so many people were off on this guy. All he did was go into, right, that NFC Championship game, the loudest environment ever.
Oh,
the Saints.
You're a Saints hater.
That's not what I said.
Well, I heard.
The guy went to Seattle, won a playoff game, went to New Orleans, won a playoff game, went to the Super Bowl. It's crazy. What Adam Schefter had to say on that move, get your thoughts on it here as well. Sports Hangover to ESPN New Orleans.
Lead Ace Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
In our current COVID-19 climate, it's time to think differently about employee health, and Terrebonne General Medical Center's Workplace Readiness Team is here to help. With over 65 years of trusted leading-edge experience, we are here to provide the resources you need to keep your workforce healthy and prepared with COVID-19 testing, employee health risk screenings, cleaning protocols, a nurse hotline, and much more. A healthy workforce is a productive workforce. Schedule your workplace readiness assessment by calling 850-6214 or visit tgmc.com.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Can we talk
sports? Real sports.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
All right, so how surprised were you? With the Rams got Matthew Stafford. Peter King writing this morning, Sean McVay said something about who wins the trade. It's trying to win a Super Bowl with that mentality. What do you think? Obviously, lots of people are using that trade to see, well, then what would Houston get? Getting Detroit getting two first-round picks, a third this year. The first-round picks by the Rams is next year and the year after. And they get Jared Goff. He's a starting quarterback. So you are getting a starting quarterback who's won playoff games. You got draft picks. I think it's a great deal for Detroit. And I don't know, maybe it's that I've been used to, Jordan, how the Saints do things, rhyme or reason. They've taken some stabs at things. They've taken some chances. What I don't understand with Los Angeles' approach is it's been very hurried. You understand what I'm talking about?
Win now.
But there's win now in trying to make moves to be a championship season. But they have literally traded. Do you realize Jared Goff
was the last first round pick
in 2016? Since then, they've been making moves, getting defensive players, corners, Jalen Ramsey, things like that you're using first round picks. 2017, they traded it to the Titans. In 2018, they traded it to the Pats. In 2019, they traded it to the Falcons. 2020, to the Jags. 2021, to the Jags. And then, as just mentioned, the Lions own their first round pick in 2022 and 2023. I'm just asking you, like, as a Saints fan, could you imagine the New Orleans Saints operating that way? They've missed the playoffs in that time. They went to the Super Bowl, they did. But that just doesn't seem like sustainability. And I guess the reason why I'm surprised by that is Sean McVay's not old. Sean McVay's a young coach, isn't he? I mean, you would think, especially with a young quarterback like Goff, and so, I don't know. I'm just surprised by that. Is
he's,
it? Is
he's
it
35?
McVay.
McVay.
That's what I'm getting at. Maybe it's, you know, again, the markets, where the markets are, it's what you want. I mean, Sean Payton's been to one Super Bowl. One. He didn't go to a couple and lose. He went to one. He's had a couple of 8-8 seasons, 7-9 seasons. He's had a couple of 13-win seasons. But you and I openly talk about this, right? That He's here as long as he wants to be. Isn't he? Although, you remember during those 7 to 9 years, there was a lot of talk around here. Maybe it's just time. Separate ways. But you've seen even this 4-year resurgence, reshuffling, and why I keep saying it's a renovation of the roster, not a complete rebuild. But you can't do that if you operate the way that it's just crazy to me. The Saints want to do the same thing the Rams do. Every team does. Wants to win the Super Bowl. It's just incredible when you see it on paper or on a tweet. The last first round pick was Jared Goff in 16. The next time, barring another move, the Rams will pick in the first round is 2024. That incredible? Jordan, you could be married with the kid by then.
Whoa.
That's a couple of years from now. A lot can happen in 3.5 years, Jordan. Do you want to put that on a sticky note? Do you want to see where you are? April
28th-ish, 2024. Let me write it down.
Yeah, write it down.
February 1st.
Uh-huh. 2024.
No, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to say,
oh,
Jordan.
We're going by the year?
The intern is single.
Uh-huh. Ready to mingle.
With no kid.
Yes, that's very key, too. You got to put that down.
And still lives with his parents.
And still, there you go. So that's where you are now. I'm going to predict that it's not going to be remotely the same in 2024. I'm going to say that.
Let's see.
I'm going
to say
that.
We could even do this like a year from now.
Yeah, I'm going to say that. But it's incredible. I don't know. That's just me. Love to get your take on it. I'm surprised. Matt Hasselbeck for ESPN thinks it's a good fit for Matthew Stafford, but not for Goff.
For Jared Goff, I think it's going to be a tough adjustment. He's going to basically what looks like a rebuild. And there's going to be some question about how much the team actually really wanted him. So I think it's an uphill battle for Jared Goff in Detroit. Now, you know, for Matthew Stafford with the Rams, I think it's a great opportunity. It's a championship caliber defense with a really good play caller on the offensive side of the ball. And I think somebody that can really help Matthew Stafford at this point in his career. And I think Matthew Stafford can really help Sean McVay just because they're going to be able to do things offensively that they weren't able to do with Jared Goff. You can do them now with a guy like Matthew Stafford as your quarterback.
See, you have that elf on the shelf grin because you look. Go ahead. We got like 5 minutes before we break. I'll give you 30 seconds.
You go first.
No, because you've always been. I don't buy McVay. You've never bought McVay, have you?
Well, what happened after we showed to the Super Bowl?
You've never bought Sean
McVay. Same thing
McVay.
With the 49ers. I told you both of those years. The very next year, they're not going to be anything.
That's why, though, this kind of surprises me. If you're this offense, if your tree, your offensive guru-ness. It's so guru.
You loved them.
No,
give me
you're
that.
Not listening
you're
to what
like,
I'm saying.
Sean McVay,
you're not
Sean
listening
Payton
with me.
In that
but what I'm saying is,
game.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get at. You let me get to it. What was irreparable? You have a young quarterback you just gave a big contract to. I mean, what's been irreparable? And I hear Matt saying, well, now you can do things with Matt that you can't do with Jared. If you're this offensive genius, can't you develop that with your quarterback? Or are you telling me he's not capable of what? Doing a play action pass? That's what I heard yesterday and today. Well, Matthew Stafford can really do the play action pass. Show me some video where Jared Goff's incapable of doing a play action pass. You fake a handoff and then you throw the ball. I guess I'm just at a loss. And it is job to develop that guy and make him a better quarterback. Like you looked at Drew Brees, and we said this several times already. In 2006, Jordan, you remember? Saints started out, right? We finally see Dome coming. That team won 10 games, but like you're watching, he makes good decisions. Fourth quarter comebacks. Oh, wow. Okay. So that's what he does. But by the time he got to the Super Bowl, you saw him progressing and getting better. Again, I've made this mention several times. 2006, Reggie Bush sold out the Superdome before a practice was held. right? His star power, his, he was going to be the savior. Jordan famously on the show keeps saying, why did the Saints just sign a guy with a broken arm? What did you say? You weren't that excited when the Saints got Breeze. You remember that?
No, yeah, I was saying, I was with my dad. Arm, yeah. I was with my dad. I'm like, dad said, well, we got Drew Breeze. And I'm like, doesn't he have like a hurt shoulder
yeah.
or something?
No, yeah, he did. Yeah. They did.
And we were kind of disappointed.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. My point, what I'm trying to get at is Sean Payton in his offense has helped develop and helped. Now, Drew's done a lot of that work on the side too, but they worked in together. I guess that's what I'm getting at it. The only way you can take this from what happened in LA is Sean just didn't want to be with Jared Goff. Am I giving too much credit to Goff? I don't know. I was impressed by how he played in that NFC Championship game here in the Dome. Weren't you? To an extent, like, I'm just look at it from a football perspective. I clearly remember why are you grinning?
What has he done since?
Here we go. Well, what has Drew
done seriously,
since?
What has he done since?
What has a bunch of teams done? There's only one team that wins, Jordan, every year. Here's Adam Schefter.
We always thought that this would be an unprecedented movement of quarterbacks during the offseason, and already we haven't gotten to the Super Bowl. We're a week away from the Super Bowl, and we've already seen two former number one overall picks trade teams. It's just the start. When you look at all the names that are out there and all the potential moves that are out there, this will just be the beginning. And again, there aren't many teams you could look at that you know their opening day starter, but you know what we now know too? We know that Matthew Stafford is going to start for the Rams. We know that Jared Goff is going to start for the Detroit Lions.
Mm-hmm. Right? Don't you think? Interesting. Hour one is brought to you by The King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring The King. 504-909-KING. Go to the website, kinginjuryfirms.com. Get all of the info that you need from who the attorneys are, how they can help you, all of that and more. Coming up next hour, Rafael Esparza will join us. The other segments are open. Let's join into the discussion. What do you want to see from the Pels tonight as they take on the Kings? And I want your opinion if you're a Saints fan. Like, that move that the Rams did for Stafford, does it make you think even more? It's Taysom and Jameis. It's Tamis. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans next. This is gonna be the best day.
You're invited to start 2021 right now.
Right now.
On the new Toyota of your choice at Homa's number one dealer, Greg LeBlanc Toyota. Start browsing our online prices at GregLeBlancToyota.com for low online prices. You can get your top dollar trade-in value and low monthly payments with the click of a mouse. It's just that easy. If you're a new or returning customer, our friendly staff at Greg LeBlanc Toyota will make you feel right at home. Remember, when you go to Greg, you get the deal. Greg LeBlanc Toyota, Homa's number one new car dealer. GregLeBlancToyota.com.
This is Bart and Han.
I don't ever, ever want to bring this up again. You're listening now, you understand. This is it.
Okay.
Finite definition of what the Mecca of basketball is about. The Mecca of basketball is not a reference to the best players come from here or the best NBA team plays here. When people talk about the Mecca, it's not the Mecca anymore. Shut it. This is the Mecca of basketball because the Mecca is where you make your pilgrimage as a player to go and show out. It is the biggest stage in the game where all players from all around the world, they know you haven't done it till you've done it at the Mecca. And the Mecca is Madison Square Garden's basketball court. That's the Mecca. The Mecca is not the city where the players come from, not the city where the team plays. It's not the team that plays in the Mecca. No, the Mecca is the stage.
Bart and Han, weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.
Carmen's startup found an angel investor, but now they're asking for a miracle from her development team.
Hello, this is Carmen. That's exciting news. I guess we could launch early.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports, the GCAT.